Okay. Let me say that again. He went to the cross not to assure his victory, but to ensure ours. Whatever we're going through today, we don't need to have lists and compare. We just, each of us have our individual things that we are walking through. But Jesus went to the cross. It said he spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly. What do you think's coming against you? Principalities and powers. How do we enforce it? By speaking his word. Because really, he already did it for us. It's already ours. The enemy comes to challenge that. And you just have to say, when you've done all to stand, you just stand and say, nope. No. It's mine. And you ain't stealing it. You ain't taking it. He comes to steal, kill, destroy. But make no mistake, your victory's already won. It was won at Calvary. There ain't no getting no victory. It's over. The war is over. And the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Yeah. All right. The prophet's corner this morning, 5:26-24. Yeah, thank you. Happy anniversary. Number 52. I talked to somebody yesterday, they're probably in the 60-somethings, head to toward 70. Okay. The title is called A Return to Sound Doctrine. If you listen to the television program this morning, I thought, whoa. Now I understand the challenge I've had this week. Those are like over a year out, you know that, right? The Lord knows what he's doing. It's his operation. I'm just along for the ride. I'm just here to say, okay, Lord, whatever you want me to do, just tell me and I'll do it. It's his plan. It's never about our plan. All right, y'all ready? A return to sound doctrine. A church that is of sound doctrine will be a powerhouse for God. This will be the only way that the church will be able to rule and reign. This is the mission statement of this ministry. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So it's through the grace of God today that we will move forward and we will advance and we will not be deterred. A little leaven cannot be allowed, for it will eventually leaven the whole lump. Now we're going to read, this is Luke chapter 13, starting with verse 18. This is Jesus talking here about the kingdom of God. He said, then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. So, just what I said here, a little leaven cannot be allowed, for it will eventually leaven the whole lump. We've seen this. An army that does not follow the high command will become worthless. This is what we are seeing. The old guard leaders are going home. The church has become totally compromised under their watch. Those that stayed in their lane and obeyed me will receive their reward. Offense is high. I said it would weed out all that would offend. Offense is high. from what I see, it's always one minister criticizing another minister, criticizing another minister, and criticizing another minister, or somebody bringing the truth, criticizing them. That's offense. Instead of receiving the word, or what part of the word they're saying that they could identify with, they're criticizing, they're offended. That's what offense is. Offense is a snare. All right, Matthew 13, 41. Just picture a human body and your eye saying to the foot, we don't need you. Let's just go chop you off. Is that kind of what's happening? We're a body? 13:41. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend them which do iniquity. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit. No. We're not going to have that here this morning. You will go in Jesus' name, because what I have to say today needs to be heard. Not things to get your mind off of something else, so it gotten onto something else, and not what the Holy Spirit is saying this morning, because it's very important. Offend means to snare. I will weed out the offended. Those that offend and those that are offended. Those that will not accept my word and my doctrine. They're offended at me. That's what he's saying. If you don't receive the doctrine of the Lord, you're offended at his word. It's not good enough. If you did listen this morning, you realize the church is lit in anything and everything. And they don't correct anything. This must be because the church is the restraining force against the enemy. If this is all we've got, no, it can't be that way. I will correct my church when needed to keep her moving in love and power and in sound doctrine. In my day, the old guard would not receive me. My church must learn to receive correction and move as a body. The world's false doctrines have infiltrated the church and has leavened the whole lump. This is why all offense must be removed. Those behind the scenes, underground, are about to be raised up with sound doctrine. This eventually will leaven the whole loaf for godliness. There's a lot of voices crying out in the wilderness that will soon come to the forefront. A lot of John the Baptist out there. I'm cleaning out my kingdom all that will offend, those that will not bend to my ways. Don't grieve for the old guard, for they are with me, and they will no longer have to struggle in this life. The cleanup is necessary for my kingdom to come and for my will to be done in earth as in heaven. It is time for the kingdom of God to advance forward. I am as ready as you are to get this show on the road. As the days come, I will reveal what you need to know. It will be soon. I have everything under control. Always keep this in the forefront of your mind. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. When you are in the fire, it's easy to forget this. When darkness is everywhere and staring you in the face, the light seems dim. I have a plan, and I'm working my plan, and I've told you many times that the best is yet to come. Well, the Lord gave me some more of the word this morning, so I won't break my stride here. My plan will no longer be disrupted by man. Nothing can stop what is coming. Keep your focus on the light. It will help you to see things in the proper perspective. You're not where you are. Lord spoke to us yesterday. You're not where you are because you're doing anything wrong. I'd say it's because you're doing everything right. Cleaning out is often a mess, but afterward it's glorious. The sound of victory will again ring throughout the land. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Even the demons will not refrain from speaking their defeat. Even the rocks are going to cry out. It may appear that the church is losing. I say it is not losing, but winning. Judgment has begun at the house of God first. Remember what I've said to you over and over. I'm cleaning out the closets, and that is why everything seems such a mess. The closets are deep and wide. Yes, all the holes in the rocks that they have carved out for themselves, thinking they can hide from me. I see all and know all, and they will no longer be allowed to hide. My light will shine on every nook and cranny. This is what is going on, no matter what it may appear as. This is my plan, not man's. This is really important that you get your eyes off of what man says, the media says, and this one says, and that one says. This is God's plan. This isn't their plan. All that offends is being removed out of my kingdom, and it will be over soon. Act like what you have petitioned me from me, like it is already done. Quit dragging around like an old bag of bones. You know what? Do you believe him or not? I have to question myself. Am I acting like? If somebody saw me, would they say, what in the world's wrong with her? Or, man, they ain't got a care in the world. Which one would they, what category would they put you in? Give thanks that it's already done. Call those things to be not as though they are, because they are. We're under Satan's psyop. You know what I'm saying? False evidence appearing real. Do not allow the darkness to creep in and overshadow your faith, for your faith will see you through. Keep your focus on the kingdom. It is here and it is rising quickly. If the devil can keep you lost in your thoughts about yourself, you will never obey him and you will never do what he's asked of you. Keep your focus on the kingdom. It is here. It's rising quickly. Keep the bigger picture in focus and shun the darkness. The tares are being gathered and burned, but the wheat remains. We ain't going anywhere. My generals, my apostolic teams are standing ready to advance my narrative throughout the land. In the spirit, my army of one can put 1,000 to flight and 2, 10,000. I don't think, because there's just so few of us. He's not into numbers. Go read in the Old Testament. He's not into numbers, and he'd get real upset with those kings or whatever, whoever would number the people, because it's like, I got to do it in my might. No, the Lord says, I'll do it in my might. One can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. Think of Gideon and his army of 300. What I am doing will be supernatural. Again, remember this. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Open your eyes and stop allowing the distractions of the enemy to cause you to lose heart. Open your eyes and see what is upon you. You've got to see the victory. You cannot see your defeat. The changing of the guards is upon you. This is a serious time. It's all hands on deck. Everyone focused and centered on what God's called them to do. Their part in it. Not all that you're going through because of it. I raise up one, I pull down another. I am the righteous judge. You have been proclaiming in your petitions for years, and now it is here. Just this week, you heard the news of one of the old guards going home. Expect many more. It has nothing to do with age, but mindset. New wine into new wineskins. It won't just be in the church, but natural leadership as well. This is the only way. The old guard are going away, and the new are coming to advance my plan for the kingdom age. I'm taking down and taking home and raising up in this hour. Let me say that again. I'm taking down, taking home, and raising up in this hour. It has all been by divine design. Always remember that. Those that oversee the plan, my plan, and the natural have their commission from me, and they know what they are doing. Do not criticize them, but pray for them. Give thanks for them. Do not criticize their methods, for they bear the sword of my justice. To criticize them is to criticize me. A whole lot of that going on. Let me read Romans 13. Don't turn there. I'll do it. This is Romans 13, verses 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. It's not about where they walk spiritually. It's what God is requiring of them in this hour. They criticize President Trump worse than anybody. And most Christians criticize him even more because he might drop an F-bomb every once in a while, or he might say something, you don't say that word, you know what, S-H whatever. Christians judge him for that and turn him off. They're turning off God. They're turning off his plan because he doesn't do everything right. But his heart is right and perfect before God. He was chosen for this time and this hour. All right. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Many, many ministers turned away from him because he didn't fit their whitewashed, charismatic image of their church. Many did. Now, I believe some have come on board since then because look at the fruit. They say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Even the people that hate his guts say the same thing. We were better off with Trump. Yeah. Why? God's using this man for this time. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. It may not be as Christian correct as you think he ought to be, but right here, he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. We've heard that. They know a lot of things, and they're hearing things, and what you put on social media and what you do here is going to show which side you're on, and you will be dealt with. That's the way they put it. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Do you want a lion? Or do you want a mamby-pamby, whitewashed preacher? Jesus talked about whitewashed bones, like burial, you know, dead bones. Is that what you want? No. I want somebody that kicks butt. And he may drop an F-bomb. I don't care. Just do whatever. Just get God's purpose and plan done. An avenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. You got to have somebody tough that will not bend and will not break, just like he says. We will not bend, we will not break, we will not give up. He's one of those that will just keep going no matter what they throw at him, and that's exactly what God knew we needed. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. See, there's the dirty jobs. That's the dirty jobs that nobody else wants to do. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute. Tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. All right. All leaders will stand before me and give account, just like you will. Mark these words and observe with godly fear what is unfolding before you. Refrain from believing false narratives, for I am telling you here today what is happening. Did you hear that? All this garbage is going out there about all these things that are happening or not happening. The Lord's telling you right here. Let me read it again. Refrain from believing false narratives, for I'm telling you here today what is happening. He's cleaning out the closets. I have a good plan for you with a hope and a future, so don't buy into the alternative narrative. Always look at the victory side of things. Never fear or worry, for I've got this. Your positivity advances the kingdom. Praise and thanksgiving can move the biggest obstacle, even a giant or even a prison. Hold up the leaders in this operation like Aaron and Hur held up the arms of Moses. Don't shoot people down. Hold up their arms. When you want to criticize or make a remark, lift your hands and give thanks for them instead. I am the righteous judge, and no one is going to get away with anything. My will be done in the earth just as it is in heaven. Fuel this battle with your faith and love. Now, this morning, the Lord added this. The title of this, we'll just put it all in one, is called Next Phase. You remember Phil? It's probably been 6 months ago. He starts bringing up the new internet that's going to come. It's called Next Phase. What is coming against you are Satan's deterrents. That means you're right over the target. You're standing right in your place of battle, and he's trying to defuse. That's what a deterrent is. Sidetrack you from your stand, okay? You must learn to walk through and overcome them. This is what next phase is. You will teach others what you have learned. How can you teach others to be overcomers if you have not overcome yourself? Phil's podcast months back, the name of the new internet was Next Phase. This is the gospel's biggest tool. Think about it. The one-size-fits-all church has shipwrecked. In Next Phase, teaching will come forth that will cause individuals to get in their lane and stay in their lane and move in sync just like the human body does. It will no longer be my church is doing, my church, we believe, my church. No, it's right here. It's going to be about what the body of Christ is doing. No longer little my church, but big my church, Jesus. My church, my body will take care of my business instead of their own. They'll finally get this fact. I was trying to read what I wrote here. Take care of my business and I will take care of your business. That's the fact. Take care of my business, I'll take care of your business. Instead, I just do my business and occasionally the Lord gets a word in edgewise. No more of that. Shake off the snake or snare of care, and look inside, for greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I've already overcome the world for you. Time for you to walk in that fact. It's all about our mental processes. It's all about receiving the fact that it's already done. So Satan cannot deter us from what God has asked of us. All right.